Welcome to this APTA podcast, bringing you coverage of the 2017 NEXT Conference and Exposition in Boston, Massachusetts. During NEXT, we conducted multiple interviews with conference lecturers and association leaders, which we broadcast live via Facebook. You can watch those videos at apta.org/next/news, or you can listen to podcast versions like this one, which are available via iTunes or at apta.org/podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jason Bellamy, coming to you from NEXT 2017 here in Boston, Massachusetts. And something we're doing a little bit differently this time at NEXT is we basically have within the exhibit hall these sort of experience zones where we can sort of do presentations within that. And one that's happening from 1 to 2:30 today is on transforming society through generational leadership. And I have three members of that panel today, Jamie Dyson, Jillian Carney, and Lizelle Pilgrim. And so, again, there's going to be conversation across the generations in terms of what that really means. And we're going to talk about the early career development part of it. So, Jamie, I'm going to sell you out. You're not an early career person.
No, I'm what you call seasoned.
Seasoned. Seasoned or classic. That would be another way to go.
Classic or vintage.
Vintage. I like vintage. So you're here because you've helped enable younger people like the two ladies next to me. So tell me about what's happening in Florida and the importance from your perspective of enabling that early career development.
Sure. Well, with the passage of RC 1514 in the House of Delegates 3 years ago, and I was at the House of Delegates then, and it really inspired me to think about what happened with me when I was an early career professional. There really was no opportunities for me to get into leadership despite my best efforts. So as I thought about it, I'm like, well, this is something we can do. I had just come onto the chapter board of directors as a director of membership. I said, this is an awesome membership opportunity for us. So I spoke with the board of directors, and we went through all the appropriate measures to start a special interest group. And during our fall meeting in 2015, we had our first early professional special interest group meeting, and we had a mighty group of 10. And since our inception, we now have over 100 members in the Florida chapter.
So Lizelle and Jillian, you guys you both were on the Student Assembly Board of Directors at different times, so you have that in your background. You've been involved. And so from that standpoint, I think there's so many students that would look at your level of involvement and say, well, you're already connected, right? You don't need this SIG. So I'll come back to that. But first, Lizelle, for you, why was this so important to develop this SIG, and what are you hoping to provide for the people, and what are you hoping to get out of it personally?
I think exactly what you're saying. When you come out as an early professional, there aren't that many avenues that you can think of right away to get involved. And having come from an area where I was very involved and then getting into there, where do you fall? You're kind of in this big sea with a little fish that you are. So I think giving other students that opportunity to become involved, maybe not on the level of the APT Student Assembly, but find their niche within Florida has been really important. And it has shown that a lot of people now have come in and have grown and have been involved in levels they never thought they would be.
And so, Jillian, on that note, I mean, you were sort of relocated to Florida. So how important has the SIG been to you?
Yeah, so I went to Florida. I live in Pensacola, which is really small and kind of in the middle of nothing. And so came from a really involved state. I had a lot of opportunities to grow within that as a professional if I would have stayed. So I came to Florida. I really only knew LaSalle, sort of knew Jamie, sort of knew a few other people. So I went to a conference, and they pulled me into the EPSIG, which was amazing because you come out of school and they're sort of like, you need a lot more experience to do leadership things within the National Association, and you know, we want to see you grow. Well, how were we supposed to do that as professionals? We had done all of this stuff for students, and now we were kind of stuck. And so then that's when I was introduced to the EPSIG, and it's changed my perspective on so many things. We're allowed mentorship and leadership development and networking, and I know so many more people in my chapter now because of the EPSIG, and it helped me feel like home in this new and kind of scary place.
So Jillian, I'm going to stick with you for a second and ask this question. When you talk about mentorship and development, you clearly feel you're on a trajectory, right? You know, but at the same time, I think for some people, they want a clearly defined path. Do you feel you're on a clearly defined path, or is this just sort of one of those kind of, you know, routes that goes this way and that way, and you feel like you're going forward, but it's like, is it laid out for you A to Z, is I guess what I'm saying, that this growth that you're looking for?
I think it depends on what you make of it. So I think within the uptake, so say a student is coming out as a third year or a second year PTA student, they're graduating, they join the UPSIG as a member, elections come up for our board, well, that would be a step in the right direction towards that. And then you are on the board and you serve there, and then you see elections for the Florida board, sort of like what this lady did, and then you move forward from that. So yeah, if you want to make that a trajectory, absolutely you can make that a trajectory, but it doesn't have to be that. It can also just be your community, and you can stay being a member, or you can stay being on the leadership and kind of work within that and watch that grow.
So Lizelle, first of all, how many years out of PT school are you? And then the question that goes with that is, you are at this point that you are sort of, you're still rising, but at the same time, you're at a point to already provide downward mentorship to people behind you. So what's the advice that you give to those people who are the students, who people are students now, or the people who just graduated?
So I'm 4 years out, so I will soon not be considered a new professional anymore. So I guess at that point, I'm definitely supposed to be versed in giving advice. But I think what I tell people is exactly what Jillian said. It's what you make it. I think that that occurs as a student. I knew I liked leadership. I knew I wanted to find out more, so I sought out those areas within the student assembly to find that. Now, if you want mentorship and you just want to become the best clinician you can be, that's also possible. We're giving you mentorship within your field. We're giving you professional development at that point. We have journal clubs that we do every month that you can just, you know, look at an article and break it down and see what you think, see what your peers think. So if that's just what you want, that's okay too. But if you want leadership, that's available. I think it's just really figuring out what you want, knowing what you want in life, and making an effort to build that.
So Jamie, I'm going to close it out with you. When you look at these two ladies and you see the development that they've had, and then the people around them within the SIG, how does that feel to you as in the mentor role?
I am so proud of these guys. I feel like they're old papa. But yeah, because Lizelle's a great example. She sits on the board with me now. And it's great to look across the board of directors table and see her sitting there. Because I remember when she was, you know, in the student assembly. She was a student and moved to Florida. And I got my lasso and we got her. And now look at her. And that's really the goal. We need to expose our early professionals to all the various aspects of being a member, not just leadership. Advocacy, super important. We send our early professionals to our advocacy days. You know, opportunities to speak. You know, speaking at a big conference, that's a huge deal. These guys are early professionals. You don't see too many of those, you know, on the list of speakers. So getting them engaged with just things like this is super important, because these guys are going to be leading this profession, you know, when I get even more seasoned and everyone else does. And, you know, here's your future, you know, president, maybe vice president of APTA sitting up here. And, you know, we need to nurture them well so that we can move our profession forward better together.
Better together. So you heard it here first. Predictions. You guys now have a path. There's your A to Z. So again, that's happening today in the Experience Zone, the Exhibit Hall, for people who are here in Boston from 1 to 2:30. Thank you to the panel. We're going to be doing more live broadcasts today. If you stick around, Dr. Richard Shields, who just gave the Macmillan Lecture, will be here to talk about that. Then later, Cruz Romero from the Student Assembly will be doing some broadcast over on the Student Assembly page. Again, we have some veterans here, so be sure to check that out. If you like these broadcasts, if they're valuable to you, please give us some likes, give us some shares, let us know that this is worth us doing, and we'll continue to do them. I'm Jason Bellamy, and I'll catch you later.
For more podcasts like this one, go to apta.org/podcasts. Or search APTA Podcasts on iTunes. Don't forget to mark your calendar for Next 2018 in Orlando, Florida, June 27th through 30th.